And welcome back to the team effort, part two of helping you expand your horizons and push your limits. Take the training wheels off your life, grab a Red Bull cap, put it on backwards and do something gnarly. Still with us, our producer and fact guy, Jay. Hello, mate.
Make some noise.
You can find him on stage hosting Miss Universe or in an alleyway pushing the limits of public decency. It's Ash Williams.
Make some noise.
Back together at last. It's the stars of Tommy G and the Fat Man, Tony Martin and Tommy Gleisner.
Make some noise. No noise required.
And making his team effort debut is the official spokesperson for Hamish Blake. It's Hamish Blake.
Might actually get everyone to pull the noise back a bit. There's too much noise now.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the national anthem. No, that's our theme music, Jay. What I mean is to please be upstanding for the national anthem. Join in when you know it.
Tony's not looking happy.
Yeah.
Should I be standing technically?
Yes. And singing?
Yes.
This is
I know that sounds like what the fuck, I know, but it is a solemn event.
It is, of course, a New Zealand national anthem.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You can pull that down. It is an absolute belter, and the reason I bring it up is, Hamish, the first thing I ever heard you and Andy do, I was in the Triple M car in Sydney driving out to do a barbecue in Blacktown at a wonderful tyre yard, and you and Andy were doing new national anthems.
It was during the Commonwealth Games, I believe.
Correct.
Unknown anthems.
Yes, unknown anthems. On your Saturday show, I believe it was. It was Saturday morning, yes.
Could have been. It might have even been Fool's Gold, which was our 2004 Olympics show.
Wow.
That was the first sort of time we ever got an actual radio show.
I think that was. It was 2004, yes.
We went 10 till midday during the Athens Olympics for Fool's Gold.
And you remember putting those together?
Well, I remember because it was the only thing we had planned in the show, which was like, let's do some... And now looking back on them, it's probably highly racist.
It's not. No.
Well, the one for Chad definitely was.
But
I'm glad you're not playing that. It was to the theme of Michael Jackson's Bad. It was, you know, we're Chad. And it still pops into my head now and again. I just go, thank God people don't really archive that stuff.
Well, Tony, you were talking about that a moment ago, archiving. That people, you've heard sketches of yours from back in the day that you don't even remember doing yourself.
On one of the Martin Malloy albums, there's a ad for a fragrance called Crichton Brown, and I have no idea what that's about or why we did it. And that's an ARIA award-winning album.
Still available.
But hang on, what did you have for New Zealand?
I reckon it would have been about that time. So how old were we? Just, you know, 22, 23. Probably would have been a lot of ice cream jokes. Because remember, the New Zealand Ice Cream Company was all we knew about New Zealand.
Tip-top.
And cheap, probably. Just the New Zealand Ice Cream Company. You don't think of New Zealand anymore for ice cream. You've lost that mantle.
That's true.
Kiwis have lost that mantle.
It's Hobbits, and I guess Dave Dobbins hanging in there.
True. I don't think we've had a Hobbit mention, and I don't think we would have had any Bungee mentions.
Once were Warriors, maybe. Yeah, that's always true. Well,
we hadn't been to New Zealand at this stage.
What about Liz Mills?
No Liz Mills. Maybe a chili bun. I don't know. I don't know.
Tom, New Zealand work in your catalogue of work.
Yeah, you tend to go straight to the go-to would be Dave Dobbin, or of course the only cricketer that Tony Martin can name.
Ewan Chatfield.
Ex-cricketer, I should say.
I claim for years the reason I liked him was because there had never been a single interesting story told. But then Richie Beno came on our show and said, that's not entirely true. He had about 18 nearly interesting stories
right on the edge.
Something about New Zealand?
Please.
They never have any professional tennis players, especially in the men's department.
Really?
Last one was Brett Stephen.
You're about to freak out.
Am I really?
I asked that exact question
to
Ursula Carlson, the New Zealand, New Zealand / South African comedian, and Sam Stosur.
Is she Kiwi?
Oh, no, she's Australian, but I just said to them both. I said,
oh, we had another Russell Crowe in our hands.
Yeah, what did they say?
And they both went, yeah, you're right.
Yep. Thank you.
Case closed.
Done. Okay. Next. Don't you have tennis courts in New Zealand?
I don't know. I played badminton, which is a guaranteed laugh getter in pretty much any context.
And how did you get the appetite for badminton? What was it that tempted you so?
Because I had to play some sport at school, and badminton is the ideal sport for men with a thin, girlish wrist.
Yeah.
Because the racket is so light.
And there's no ball involved. In fact, there is a...
shuttlecock.
Tell you what, though, I've now been to New Zealand a few times. We like going over to New Zealand. last time I was in Queenstown, this is sports we don't have in Australia. Drive past the local high school in Queenstown. Tommy, you'll love this. They're all fly fishing on the oval.
They go fly fishing.
Practicing their casting.
Do. The other thing they do in New Zealand is they've got possums over there that were introduced from Australia.
They're feral.
Yeah. So kids in New Zealand after dark go, shall we just go shoot some possums?
That's true.
And you drive through the bush in New Zealand or country towns and there's just kids with air rifles and torches.
Killing possums. There's no one in New Zealand that won't kill a possum.
The government encourage people, families to get out as a family event and just start blasting away.
It is remarkable.
I would be keen to get involved because
possums. They love all marsupials of this wide brown land, but not necessarily when they're living, as we've got at the moment, on the windowsill of your bedroom, trying to get in your blinds.
What is their problem? I have one in my house in Brisbane. He's like, you've got the whole of Brisbane to worry about. There's fruit trees as far as I can see, Tone, but his spot was staring directly at us with his shiny eyes through a window directly beside us and just quietly scratching on the glass.
They just love windows.
What does he want? What does he want from us?
Then there's that possum man ad that goes around on radio.
Peter the Possum Man.
Let's call Peter the Possum Man. Assuming he's an exterminator, and that was just a nice way of saying, this is what I do. You know what he does? He'll just catch one if that's in your house.
Relocates.
50 metres away. He'll only take it 50 metres away.
He's a removalist.
Yep. Well, fair enough by Peter, but listen to this, Ed.
Well, is it? Shouldn't Peter the Possum Man buy like 20 acres and go and take him out there?
Or a big cannon?
Yeah. But Hamish, he's got to make money. Think about it.
Yeah, okay,
you're a businessman. Come on.
That's true. Now listen. I'm coming. I'm the termite guy, but I only kill one at a time. See you tomorrow.
Here's something you don't do. Okay. Speaking of possums, okay. I was living with my mum and she always says, close the door. And one time I didn't close the door. This was about a year ago. Then left the door bloody open, and it was about 9 p.m. at night, and I was watching TV, and just looking at me in the lounge room was a possum. And I squealed, and I crept in. I didn't want to disturb mum.
Allow me to move this possum 9 centimetres away.
Mate, honestly, it was just scary because I was at that stage sleeping in the lounge room, long story.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. They're fearless.
It was in my
bedroom.
They're
Gina Liano's scent.
But it was in my bedroom, Hamish. And then I'm like, far out, I'm going to have to sleep with a possum. So I went and said, mum, you better wake up. Like, you know, she was asleep in front of the TV. I said, there's a possum in the bloody lounge room. She said, you're joking. I said, I'm not.
Look at him. Changing the channel.
Be quiet. I said, call your possum. Haven't you got a friend who gets rid of possums? I'll pay him out of my own money. I'll pay him $500. She called Peter. Different Peter.
Yeah, mate, it's more than $500. It's a $10,000 fine if you kill him. Be careful who you implicate here.
Yeah, and also the law states that if you drive a possum out, like you do that thing of having the one-way door, you have to put a temporary house in a tree. For a week.
Like
so
halfway
house for the possum.
But then Ash will move in.
And he was cute. He was so cute. And my mum was thinking about getting a dog. And she actually said this to me. Do you think we can keep it? And I said, no, we're not keeping this possum.
She kept you.
Thank you, Tommy.
Once bitten, twice shot.
And we finally got it out. I tell you, mate, far out. It was a big day. Big night.
How'd you get it out? Broom?
No. I got a sheet and I ushered it out. And I just
like a ghost.
Yeah, and then
Toreador.
And I, you know what? And we got some tomato and some oranges, and I just kind of made a trail of oranges, and he fell for it. The idiot.
And that's his mum followed the fruit.
He's trying to move her out of the house.
Can you squirt them? I hope you can squirt them because we squirt them.
Squirt them.
If they're outside in the rain, you can squirt them.
Oh, yeah, Squirt City.
So for a couple of nights in a row, I was getting out there and squirting it every time I was on the window. Mm-mm. But it doesn't give a shit.
No, he's back tomorrow night. Yeah. You should come up here and get squirted. It's great.
We got no solution. But then over in New Zealand, we've got mates, and there's like a whole industry of how to like exterminate, like, you know, just the most efficient, ruthless. Like there's this trap that you bolt to a tree.
Yeah, it's like straw dogs if a possum comes into your house in New Zealand.
It's on.
They make the possum fur is this huge thing. Yeah. Everyone's wearing jumpers and gloves. They make certain cars out of it.
It's like Game of Thrones. You usually put like the heads of the possums on the front of your property to warn them off.
Big thank you to our sponsors, Wogs at Work. Wogs at Work with Nick Giannopoulos and Sushi Mango. Wogs at Work is the hilarious new show from the legendary Australian funny man, the creator and star of Wogs Out of Work, Acropolis Now, The Wog Boy, and Kings of Mykonos, 30 years strong.
I got invited to that, Ed. VIP email. Is that, that's not a joke, is it, by the way?
Not at all.
No, of course not, because I got an email from this guy. You know Mitch Catlin, Hamish?
Yeah,
you
know him, Mitch, yeah.
Don't bullshit me. I know you know him. And
Damn it. So, he's my possum guy.
Basically, he always sends out incredible invites. And I got his email. And I thought, this is going to be cool.
When was the last time you... Now, it's time to bring up something.
Wait on.
Well, no, you'll yeah, okay.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, it's time to bring up something because, because the people have a right to know and they're keen to know. It's you're in a place at the moment.
That, oh, Jesus.
I know. You're in a place at the moment called...
Fantasyland.
Yeah, Fantasyland is a place where you and your ex-girlfriend are currently residing.
Yeah.
And I know that there were some photographs that went around which were really tasteful of a... He's looking at me like, which photographs?
Yeah.
There was one that went where you guys went to a very classy event.
Oh, we went to the opera.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah, went and saw, what's it called again, Ed?
Opera?
No. It's called like, it's something.
Logs in work?
No, it sounds like a joke. It's like.
Wog singing long?
No, it's called.
Long song wog.
No, it's like Fanny and Bo Pit or something like that. No, it's,
Fanny and Bo Pit? Of course, by Georges Bizet.
Of course.
One of his lesser known works.
Fanny and Bo Pit.
They solved
no,
crimes,
cunning,
isn't it?
Cunning Little Vixen. That's what it's called.
Yeah. So. Fanny and Bo Pit.
I knew it was something.
How was it?
Terrible.
Wow. Well, you felt the singing wasn't up to a scratch?
Well, thank God it was in English this time, Tommy. I went and saw the Italian one.
There's
and
a few.
That was there is a few. I didn't realise that I had the... they call it...
Surtitles.
Surtitles.
Yeah, up above the screen, up above the stage. Yeah.
Surtitles. So if it's above your head, yeah, it's surtitles, not subtitles. And I didn't know until about an hour into the opera.
Yeah.
And I said to my date, I said, hey, by the way, this... there's subtitles up there, and she said, I've known the whole time, you idiot.
Yeah. I was going to say, if she didn't know, that's a great way to just constantly lean over and go, look, I speak a bit of Italian. Yeah. Do you want me to translate for you?
He just said, I love you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're pretty much, I love you or I hate you or how could you?
Yeah, she's angry anyway.
You've covered the three main themes of opera.
It's a long night at the opera, isn't it, Ash? If you're not into it, it does go
such
on a
long night. You forget how bad it is. And as soon as you sit down...
That's not on the poster.
The Australian Opera presents the Amnesia Tour.
Hadn't gotten for a long time. Oh my God, I forgot how bad this was.
You're a minute.
Do it as John Michael Housen at least. Tony, how would you?
Sorry, that's the extent of it.
Alberti.
Badass.
I love John Michael Housen. I love him. I used to watch him on GMA every day.
It's John Michael Hollywood Housen. And don't you feel the word Hollywood is awkwardly wedged into that name?
It's going to be John Hollywood Michael Housen. John.
Yeah, it's Hollywood John Michael Housen.
There's nowhere for it to sit. If that was trying to get into a taxi, the driver would say, too many, I'll lose my license.
Don't have enough belts, guys. Don't have enough belts.
Actually, Mark Mitchell, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but he was in a play called More Sex, Please, We're Seniors, which was written by John Michael Housen. And he told me a story that John Michael Housen drove him home. And John Michael Housen is one of these people who, when he's driving you, is looking at you the whole time and not at the road.
Okay.
And
he's in a movie.
And he said Mark realised that at one point they were driving up an on-ramp onto the freeway, and he realised they were driving... up an off-ramp, and the cars were coming towards them. And so Mark Mitchell, he said he just pulled the, John Michael, without missing a beat, just pulled the car over, and it was scraping along the concrete, and sparks were flying up, and John Michael was saying, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic. Now, speaking of classical music.
Yes.
This is where I'd like to go because I was flipping through some of the archives of the Martin Malloy albums, Tone.
Oh, God.
And let's put this into context because, Haim, you guys have, you and Andy have released an album which went extremely well.
Sure.
And in Tommy, did you guys, the D-Generation Breakfast Show release an album?
We did the Satanic Sketches.
Yes.
Okay. And then Martin and Malloy were each of Peas and the Brown album, Poop Shoes.
Yes. The trilogy.
The trilogy. They were massive. They were huge.
Well, each one broke the world record for world's longest comedy album because we were always striving for quantity. That was what it was all about. Eat Your Peas goes 2.5 hours.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So speaking of classical music. This was a sketch that bobbed up, which I thought bears playing. I'm sure people haven't heard this. This is yourself, Tone, doing a promo for ABC FM.
All right, that's a new one from the man with the freight train sonata, Johannes Brahms. Brahmsy, right here on ABC FM. Okay, time to go to the callers. Find out why you've made the switch to better classical music and more of it, ABC FM. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. I've made the switch to ABC FM because I like the mix of 17th century opera and lesser-known concertos by Konstantin Rimsky-Korsakov and Bela Bartok.
Bela Bartok playing the Arts Centre this Friday, thanks to who, Jeff?
ABC FM.
That's right, you've gone into the draw for that fantastic trip for two to the Bartok Cafe in New York.
Excellent. Can I just say I love waking up to the Gregorian crew and driving home with Wagner Vivaldi.
Okay, thanks, mate. We'll be back with less talk and more Mozart right here on ABC FM. Where we give you not one, not two, but three tenors. Yeah, triple your tenors. Playing the Opera House this Thursday. Look for the ABC FM. Big gramophone parked out the front. Score yourself a bow tie. Okay, time to check out what's happening around the concert halls. Here's Hubba with Time Saver Classics.
Okay, if you're heading down to the Big Tchaikovsky Summer Series, watch out. There's been a prang outside the amphitheatre. And those off to see the Benedictine monks, remember, if you drink then chant, you're a bloody Jesuit.
Okay, we're back. Next up, we cross out to the Classic Thunders to give away some more Claude Debussy prize packs. Then the better classical music continues with Frédéric Chopin, Chopinzy, right here on ABC FM.
Wow.
ABC FM, where you don't have to sit through this. To hear this.
Well, I think, and hello to Hubba, by the way, if he's listening.
Hubba's Time Saver Traffic, that's been a while.
Everything there was just based on something that Triple M were doing at the time. And Tom, you would remember this, where there would be promos with just members of the public who just seemed to have too much knowledge of
the music and the staff.
Just talking about things like, I like the mix of, no one uses the word mix
apart from members of the sales staff, pretending to be
I like the twice an hour flashback to cut with current top 40, but also the chance to win big prizes to increase my time spent listening.
That's it. Tony, I love score yourself a bow tie.
Score yourself a bow tie is very good. And Chopinzy. I mean, that's never been done before or since on radio.
Speaking about the physical limits, I've been with you in studios while you're with the audio people while you're working up a sketch like that. Mm. So hearing back of that, you were sort of, you know, I saw you sort of closely listening. What jumped out at you production wise when you heard that sketch back?
Oh, some of the levels could have probably been a bit higher than the left channel.
No, but that was in the days of cutting tape and you know, razor blades. And
so how long, buddy? How long from in conception? So you've got, okay, and then when you're once you're in the studio with your Spirex and your bits of paper and you know the grabs that you want, etc., how long, once you've laid it, how long would it take to put that together?
Oh, that's probably 2 or 3 hours, but now you could do that. Matt Dower, of course, the maestro, could probably do that in about 12 minutes because just moving things around with a mouse.
It's the moving, isn't it? My own DC and Rick Wade that I use here at Triple M do an excellent job as well. And so, Dame, when you hear that, and Tommy, when you hear some of that action, how many times would you have played that tone?
On the show?
Yeah.
3 times.
Yeah, see, now that seems...
And felt guilty about the third one.
Exactly.
That's right. Going on.
This could be a good chance to clarify this. If we've got something that worked well pre-recorded, like a sketch or something, the legend of Martin Malloy, like, has ballooned over the years with inflation. Like, sometimes someone says, like, Martin Malloy plays something 6 times if it was good.
Ooh, yeah. But if you count the best of at the end of the year,
maybe. It always gave us permission to go, we'll put that at the end of the show.
Yeah,
maybe we can get a coffee.
And Tommy, when you were doing the breakfast shows, etc., what was the replay rule?
It was usually twice, Ed, and was like, you figured that anyone listening, say, from 6 till 7 in the morning, surely could
next
not
day,
still be listening.
Next day?
Next day, yeah. Different time slot next day. It's probably still 3.
Yeah, we were told that people listened for 20 minutes, you could play something at 6:20, and then, and if you remember when we started, it was a 4-hour show, so you could play it at 9.
What? You did a 4-hour?
Malou was 4 hours.
No, the breakfast show. That went from 6 till 10 when we started.
So Martin Malou was 4 till 6?
That was just 2 hours, and then you get in a cab, and what do you do for the other 22 hours of the day, mate?
No, we inherited that ethos. We went, well, Martin Malou... Yeah, 2 hours. That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
Because I would sit, I'd get home at about 5:50, but I'd sit on the front porch and listen to the end of Martin Malloy.
Wow.
That's how I would time my, so I didn't go and didn't miss the end of the show.
Let's talk movies for a moment. Oh, no, callers. I want to talk about callers on radio quickly because this Rex Hunt, I love Rex Hunt on air, and he's back on AM radio in Victoria, and I think in other parts talking some football. And I love the opener of his show because he always comes out, Tommy, out of the blocks like a bull at a gate. And this was the opening to Rexy's show the other night. He'd gone out after a football game had finished.
Thank you very much to you, Craig and Wagons. Ho! And it's my pleasure to announce on behalf of Tobin Brothers Funeral Celebrating Lives that the ban on our people calling 3RW has now been lifted.
So much good stuff.
So where do you start? Maybe we'll have it play it one more time just to let it play it one more time and then we'll let it, we can try to take it apart.
Thank you very much to you, Craig and Wagons. Ho! And it's my pleasure to announce on behalf of Tobin Brothers Funeral Celebrating Lives that the ban on our people calling 3RW has now been lifted.
Who would like, Tommy, would you like to open the batting?
I can unpack this for you. Tony, you're looking confused. What happens is Rex would get a caller that would sort of, you know, argue with him or take a contrary position, and Rex would ban him.
Right.
He'd ban from calling, and his name would go on the banned register. And obviously Rex has got to a point where there's no one left. If he's got to do talk back, he needs to kind of wind back the sanctions. And that's obviously the case.
It's like North Korea.
Yeah,
they're sanctioned into the point where can't function anymore.
Right. And is the catchphrase for Tobin Brothers Funerals celebrating lives?
It is.
I hope it's not Wagon's Hope.
Can I?
Yeah,
can
the
I
Tobin Brothers Black Thunders are out the front now.
All right, we've loaded the coffin on the wagon. We're off to the cemetery. Wagon's Hope!
Slight digression, if I might.
Please.
There's been a run in the last year or two of ex-AFL footballers doing ads for funeral service.
Right.
And, really? Of course, when you're an ex-AFL footballer, it's got to have a football theme.
Yes.
But, of course, it also has to cover the topic of death and, and bereavement. And I think it was, might have been Tommy Hafey I heard recently.
Please don't tell me the phrase, when the final siren.
That's
it, you joking?
It began, it began with a siren, and then the phrase was, so I went, we never know when the final siren is going to sound.
Tommy, when did Tommy Hafey do his ad?
Well, obviously, whilst he was still with us.
I was going to say, it would have been an amazing effort.
Yeah, no, this was obviously recorded.
I love that we never know when the final siren's going to sound, but we do.
Yes.
In football, you do.
But I suppose, mark, yeah.
just like, you know, maybe when if we're lucky enough to make it to our 80 or 90th, years, you might have someone around you going, oh, surely not, you'll get, how long? And someone's listening, someone's got one ear on the footy and going, it's only a minute and a half, How long is it to go?
10 seconds on the shot clock.
That is true. That's the end of life.
Yeah. Anyway.
There it is.
You. My favourite funeral company is Bathurst Funerals, because I'd like to think that they just load you into a car and then just
take you around the panorama.
Fly speed. Do you want the GoPro in the coffin? Some people want it, some people don't, but it's a fun video for the family.
Oh, that's great.
Now, whether you kicked goals or points in life, it's how you played.
Oh, wow, Hamish.
Sorry, I'm just trying to
nice.
Yeah. We have to talk Bachelor before we get out of here, because as part of the team effort, there's a broader thing going on here where we're trying to get Ash into the jungle. Hamish, I don't know if you know about this. It's a ridiculous oversight that they don't have the one person who could be genuinely fun.
Yeah.
He looks great.
I agree.
He's a wonderful person to have around. Everyone that knows him, we had Hellier was saying to you, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You're in. I've spoken to 10, you're in. Ash, I had people one of those, 10 talking to me about it.
You're one of those rare animals where real life is not your natural habitat. Reality shows probably feel more like your natural habitat. And the whole point of I'm a Celebrity is taking people out of their comfort zone. But I think it would put you in your
comfort
zone.
This would be your comfort zone, Ash.
Absolutely.
How would you go with like not eating or drinking for quite a few weeks?
Fine. Yesterday I forgot to eat until about 4.
And then he had bugs.
There's no pseudoephedrine in the jungle.
Yes.
No, that would be my novelty item.
You take one comfort item in, can't you?
Just a bag of pseudoephedrine.
Yeah. I'm permanently jacked up. It'd be good TV.
So if anyone is listening to this, look, media types do listen to this.
Yeah.
Do they?
I've had
Ben Fordham?
Yeah, Ben Fordham from Australian Ninja Warrior. He genuinely texts me saying that he likes to listen. We know Lee Sales from the 7:30 Reports on Board.
Tony Jones from Channel 9.
Tony Jones from Channel 9's
in.
Big TJ's in.
So look, we have to try and get Ash into the jungle. But Tone, do you watch The Bachelor?
I haven't. I watch Unreal. The piss take of it. So I'm more familiar with the fake version.
Hey, you're a Bachelor guy, are you not? Yeah. Okay. You're one of the first people.
A US Bachelor. I mean,
you prefer the US one.
Australian Bachelor, I kind of come in and out of it.
Now, what about some changes? I think that Tommy, I think that we've reached a point now where it's been on for so long, and the guys are not aspirational. This guy, Matty J, the latest one. Oh. Tony's got a decent six-pack, but he's not rich.
He was ripped out of the Bachelorette.
Yeah, he's a loser from the last one.
He was a big-time loser in the last one.
Yep.
Big-time loser,
Give
Matty.
Give it to him, Ash.
Oh, you're a loser, if you're listening. And also, why do you need to be Matty J? All the other contestants don't get the luxury of an initial for the surname. You're Matty.
Matty, no, I think it's Matty Hollywood J.
Yes. And when he was in The Bachelorette, I think there were several Matties. So he had to be Matty J back then.
You sure, Tom?
But yes, I am. I work for the network. But I think now you're right. He could get rid of the J, but maybe it's working for him.
Yeah, it's testing through the roof. Now, my question is, we've been talking about some changes that we'd make to it, Ash and I, on another format. And we just want to run these by you. Ash, you remember the one about the second Bachelor that we were going to have?
I think so.
Multi-ball.
What do you want me to do it?
Was it the...
is it introducing a second Bachelor into the house?
Yes, I know it.
Go, Ash Williams.
So basically, you know, you've got the Bachelor, who is Matty J, but then downstairs in a bunker, a dungeon... Sure. But it's a nice dungeon, is another guy, and it's dark, and you can't see him, so you don't know what he looks like, and he's the backup Bachelor. And perhaps you might want to go down there and talk to the backup Bachelor. Maybe you fall in love with the backup Bachelor, but remember, you don't know what he looks like. Okay. Yeah.
All you know is he's got an incredible personality.
Unbelievable.
So you don't know if he's got mad rich, if he's got sick abs, if he's the heir to the Gianliano fragrance fortune.
It's a one-way door. If you choose to leave the house, there's no coming back.
You stay in the dungeon or bunker.
And the first person down there has to be with him.
Right. And but can you hear his voice disguised?
You can have a normal conversation with him. Yeah. And, you know, so you can hear his voice.
Are you in the room? Is it just a dark room? It's very dark. Shuffling around.
So
and you can hear like
you just hear occasional words like, Molly Grubbs!
But you know what?
I think we might have some audio of the backup Bachelor coming.
Scrubworms, body grubs, yabbies, and shrimp.
Maybe they could go on dates with the backup Bachelor. Yeah. You're not allowed to tell anyone, and you get to see his face.
No, what about if he's wearing... What do you reckon, Haim? Thoughts so far?
It's good. It certainly, it does throw a cat amongst the pigeons. I think it needs to be for the girls making the decision to go, if I'm going to abandon Matty J, I can't come back.
All right, what about this? This is my other idea.
Or maybe not. Maybe Matty J goes, hang on, I'm just reading here in your dossier. You've been at the backup Bachelor every night.
Yeah.
Could make Matty J jealous.
Because maybe, it needs something, Tone. It needs a little, he's too confident in his, like, he's not very interesting, Tom. So why, they have to pretend that he is.
Yes, yeah. And they've got to come up with more challenges and, because they're always trying to come up with these. Like, we decided to find out whether we're compatible, so we decided to go.
Mud wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's the greatest. That's why I watch Bachelor 4, when they walk over the hill and there's an abseiling rig set up.
Yes.
And she goes, oh my God. And he's rapidly trying to look at it to figure out what date this is. Go, yes.
Because
this is what I planned.
Yeah. It's accompanied by the phrase, Matty J organised everything.
That was our other idea.
Matty J's just shown up at the, you know, on the day.
Our other idea is that there would be a pot of, Matty J would be given a pot of money at the start of the show. And we would see that they would film this, but we'd only see it interstitially, right?
Very good.
So Matty J, and then beside each date, Tone, there would be a nominated dollar amount. So let's say go to the opera, you know, $200. Let's say Monster Trucks, $500. Mm. Abseiling, who knows? Yep. Who knows what it costs these days? Shout, you know, tweet us in if you like a plug. Yeah. And so then what the girls would get to see, Tone, halfway through, how much Matty J was, and he actually does pick for each of the girls. So then they could go in and go, oh, you, Carol, got a $600 abseiling, and I only got a $200 bloody smoothie.
It's all we need. That is all the show needs to go. You start with $500,000, Matty J, because some of this stuff would be hundreds of thousands
of dollars. Channel 10, mate, let's take it down a notch. Yeah.
You start with $485.
You start with a shopper docket.
Yeah. But because Matty J be going, all right. Well, I want to get to the... I mean, I don't actually live at the batch pad. I want to get to the end of this with a little house deposit. Yes. So
We're going to have to go to Pancake Parlour and you're going to have to pretend you don't own it.
So plenty of ideas there. Tommy.
Yes.
Oh, nice to see you. I thought you were looking at me like you wanted to say something.
Looking forward to the Bachelor return, Ed, of course.
Time to jump out of here. Jay, what have we learned?
I'll tell you this. We talked about New Zealand. The first thing that does come up when you type in New Zealand exports is dairy products.
Yeah, they kill.
Don't get me wrong. Milk, 100%. I think they're feeding the world with milk.
Is it delicious?
It's white gold. That's why our dollar's at parity. I mean, I don't want to get too economical, but it's a bloody milk. It's a bloody milk boom.
It's not the ice cream thing anymore. You're right.
But they just haven't. They're not doing ice cream anymore.
Wow.
Dairy products, meat, wool and wood products, fish, and then machinery. It doesn't elaborate what machinery it is.
It's to kill possums. it's mini guillotines.
So Hamish, I didn't know this. Our dollar is at parity.
Pretty close to.
So with what?
To the New Zealand dollar.
Bullshit.
Well, it is bullshit because it's probably like $1.05 or so. I haven't looked at it for a while. But last time we went to New Zealand, I was used to going to New Zealand and feeling like a king.
Yeah, $11.14.
And now it's back close to even because like milk is for New Zealand what iron ore was for us 10 years
bloody
ago.
Bloody hell. Big shout out. If you are wanting to go to New Zealand, go to Wellington. I just forgot that I was the ambassador for Wellington Tourism. I completely forgot. What? Go over there. Book a flight with Jetstar.
How many ambassadorships do you have? Can you be the Dulcolax and the Zipped legend and New Zealand ambassador?
Hey, Australia, time to Dulcolax the whole country and flush ourselves out to Wellington.
There's about 30, Tom.
You got 30 ambassadorships.
Wow. 30 ambassadorships. And diplomatic immunity come with any of these?
I think so.
Only if in Wellington.
Jay.
One New Zealand dollar is 95 cents Australian. Yeah. Currently. Ash, you went to the opera. You went to see The Cunning Little Vixen. Yep. Just to look. Some of the images that come up are opera singers dressed as chickens.
Very
on the stage.
Mate, the bloody confusing opera. There are women as men. There are women having babies. No, seriously, there are two women who had
Are you
sex.
Sure this was the opera? Cunning Little Vixens, and there's two women on stage.
They had sex, two women, okay. And they had a baby.
Yeah.
And then person next to me said, no, that's a man. And I said to her, I said, that is a woman. We walked out.
All right. All right, Buttrose, let's take this outside.
Are you sure you weren't at Bangkok Ladyboys?
Oh. Thailand Ladyboy Superstars. That was one of the all-timers.
There's no sir titles required.
Sir. Jay, thank you so much. Hey, Tone, plugs. Thanks for being here, buddy. Plugs. What do you got for me?
You can go to TonyMartinThings.com, yep. Which is a website that does look like it was created in 1998, and you can buy Scarcely Relevant, my e-book.
Excellent work.
Terrific book.
Mr. Blake?
Plugs, of course, Andy Bahamish in stores for Father's Day.
When's your show back? True story.
True story, coming back August 1.
Excellent.
August 1.
Good fun.
And the fragrance, where can people obtain that?
Exclusively at Chemist Warehouse. Hey, just possibly at certain factories in Hong Kong, if not all shipments get shipped.
Otherwise, at a landfill near you. Hey, hey.
Very good fragrance.
Just on True Story.
Yeah.
Mate, I know that they're great stories and they're good fun and the show's going fantastically well, but there's a bloke here who's got more...
Submit. Don't tell me. I've got to hear it on
but
the show.
But you know what I mean? There's a guy who's got more actual... It might have to be up late, but my God.
Gee, I mean, when we come back with the 11:30 edition.
Oh, remember, we did a test. We did a test, yeah.
We chatted to Ed about his bloody tickling finish.
Oh.
Yeah. We all just walked away from that and went, no one's going to believe that.
No.
Tommy.
Oh, of course, have you been paying attention? Yes. Special new times of 8:40, 8:45. It's up Monday night, basically.
Monday night. Appointment viewing.
And Williams.
And, mate, if you want to be the face of Chemist Warehouse Zipped legend, then just get involved.
You're a poor man's Andy Lee.
Come to my house. Again, I want to plug my house again.
Please.
Robinson Road, Hawthorne. You can come there. That's the fastest way to get involved. Otherwise, go online, chemistwarehouse.com or something.
Yeah, unless you are a ticket inspector.
Oh, no.
In that case... In that case, that's not your address.
You're still welcome, but you can't be the face of
the fragrance.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, unless you are a man. I'm open to anyone.
Aren't you?
With Chemist Warehouse and fragrances, sometimes they will sponsor radio shows so that the radio show is sponsored by
the
Chemist Warehouse with the fragrance.
Yeah.
Is there any way Andy by Hamish could be sponsoring other radio shows around Australia?
Oh, God, I hope so. I mean, I spent a lot of our money at the photo shoot. I blew a lot on Vibe. I spent about $15,000 on Vibe at the photo shoot. Yeah,
a woman with a snake.
There's a lady with a snake.
Although my wife did say, my wife, when she saw it, she went, there's a woman with a snake. We should get down there.
It was like the opera.
It was good for Vibe. Probably $1,000 ice sculpture of Andy just for Vibe wasn't necessary. Hey, it's all marketing.
It's all marketing.
You've got to get the shot.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, we'll jump out. I've got something to plug. Our old film, Scumbus, I'm just about to put it on YouTube. So we'll put a link here so you can watch it completely for free, which is a bit of fun. You're in that.
Yeah, bloody oath.
So you
watch it for free.
Yeah, it'll be on for free.
So Lockie Hume is on board.
Glenn Robbins. It's a cast of thousands. So
Luke McGregor.
Luke McGregor.
In fact, that
Andy's
was...
in it.
Ando's in it.
It really was.
Ryan's in it.
Ryan's
in it. Is that where people first saw Luke McGregor?
It was one of the places. It was one of the places that people saw him. And, we may be having a Batman special with Lockie Hume. I last saw Lockie Hume, and we were in a... how would you put it, a hobby game store together where the guys came, where they go and they paint the little Warhammer figurines.
Yeah.
We were doing some research.
Shopping for some orcs.
Exactly. And Lockie walked over to the proprietor and said, "Ah, Lockie Hume, how are you?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, oh, good, thanks." He's like, "So what are you guys doing?" And they're just painting stuff and, doing all that kind of gear. And the guy's a bit freaked out because this insane man is questioning him for no reason. And then he said, "Don't worry, mate, I'm a nerd too." And the guy goes, "Are you?" And he goes, I own Australasia's largest collection of Batman and Robin memorabilia. And the guy, of course, was rapt, and he went, oh, Tommy, he goes, really? Wow. Where do you display it? And Lockie puts his hand up and said, ha, mate, it's a long story.
And it is. It is.
Plenty to come. Enjoy the team effort. Thank you to Triple M. Thank you to Jay. Thank you to our friends. Who helped us with the audio today, Jay?
Matty Haywood.
Thanks, Matty Haywood. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Amigos Cost.
Thank you very much to you, Craig and Wagons. Ho! And it's my pleasure to announce on behalf of Tobin Brothers Funeral Celebrating Lives that the ban on our people calling 3RW has now been lifted.
Qu'on voit danser.